This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former special counsel Robert Mueller told Congress on Wednesday that his investigation of Russian meddling into the 2016 U.S. presidential election did not exonerate President Donald Trump of allegedly obstructing justice by trying to thwart the probe, though President Trump has claimed it did. Mueller said Trump could not be criminally charged because of a longstanding Justice Department policy prohibiting the indictment of a sitting president. There's more from AP's Sagar Magani.
Early in an extraordinary hearing before a House panel, Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler asked Mueller about what the president's repeatedly said.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Mueller telling the panel his report did not clear the president of obstruction. Democrats hope having Mueller lay out some details of the probe will reignite American interest and hurt the president's reelection prospects. Doug Collins and Republicans are highlighting Mueller's conclusion that there's no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with Russia.
And nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Mueller's a reluctant witness, offering several terse one-word answers and speaking haltingly in his most extensive public appearance since ending the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Boris Johnson has taken over as prime minister in Britain, succeeding Theresa May. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that report.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Johnson has been appointed as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury, another of the British leader's titles. He visited the palace to meet with the monarch after predecessor Theresa May resigned, failing to secure parliamentary approval for her deal to leave the EU. Johnson will now start work on forming his new administration, but without some leading names. Senior members of former Prime Minister Theresa May's government, including her Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, are resigning as Johnson takes over the job. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department.